Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 25th of May, 2023. The Bible reading today is Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 to 24. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you are called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favour, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. Today's article, titled All for Jesus, was written by Cindy Hess-Casper. When Jeff was 14, his mum took him to see a famous singer. Earlier in his career, the musician had got caught up in a self-destructive lifestyle while on music tours. But that was before he and his wife were introduced to Jesus. Their lives were radically changed when they became believers in Christ. On the night of the concert, the singer began to entertain the enthusiastic crowd. But after performing a few of his well-known songs, one guy yelled out from the audience, "Hey, sing one for Jesus." Without any hesitation, he responded, "I just sang four songs for Jesus." It's been a few decades since then, but Jeff still remembers that moment when he realised that everything we do should be for Jesus, even things that some might consider to be non-religious. We're sometimes tempted to divvy up the things we do in life, read the Bible, share our story of coming to faith, sing a hymn, sacred stuff, mow the lawn, go for a run, sing a pop song, secular stuff. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 reminds us that the message of Christ indwells us in activities like teaching, singing, and being thankful. But verse 17 goes even further. It emphasises that as God's children, whatever we do, whether in word or deed, we do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We do it all for him. Let's pray. Loving God, help me to surrender every one of my activities and words to you. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.